All right, everybody.
Hello.
Hey. This is Mia.
And Alexia.
And
Michael.
And you are listening to
Matter of Fact.
Yes, this is true. And
you're
listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
Tonight, well, this morning, we have a very special guest.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Through the mic?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Speak.
Yes?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, there we go. So tonight we have a very special guest, Michael. Thank you very much for joining us.
Man, I'm delighted.
We're very excited to have you here. Oh my gosh.
Finally,
we have you on.
No,
okay, you know what? I think we need to share.
It takes a village, right?
It truly does take a village.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, so we have a very special show for you guys today. This is our last show together.
The final one of the semester.
It is. It's very, very sad, but
we'll
very excited to be back
next semester. And I might
and it's
continue
be
over
really
the
wonderful.
Summer.
So it's going to be really great.
Yeah.
So as usual, we have a theme for our show today.
But you have to guess.
And Michael will announce it at the end of
the
evening, of the morning, of the hour.
You were just listening to No More Like That by EF1. Now
as always.
To Sleepwalk by Santo
and Johnny. Yeah.
And then after that, we will be hearing Last Goodbye by Jeff Buckley, then Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John, and then Sweet Home by SYML.
And then will be our next talk
our next
break. So
vocal break.
Yeah. That's that. We can finish listening to the song, and we will see you guys at the next talk break.
We will see you soon.
Can't we overcome?
on the phone. I should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up for you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be.
Have
see the sun, I will hold you close. Welcome home. You are home. No, nothing tastes like sweet, sweet home. See the sun, I will hold you close. Welcome home. You are home. No, nothing tastes like sweet. Nothing tastes like sweet. Nothing tastes like sweet, sweet home.
Michael, I think it's about that time.
Babies. We're born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans. Recent studies show you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures and the parent-baby bond is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you so much for that, Michael. I have to read another PSA very quickly.
Yes, this is true.
The Donations Drive PSA.
We have a Donations Drive.
If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform.
Do me freeform, guys. Yeah. But, Michael, I wanted to say that you have a very nice radio voice.
Really, actually?
Yeah. No, you do. I think
you got that southern drawl.
Yeah, it just came naturally.
No,
bringing me back to my roots back in Oregon.
Yeah, Michael is not actually southern,
back
guys.
Back in Romania.
Yeah, I gotta cross some rivers and oceans, but I'm here.
But yeah, I wanted to ask Michael, how are you doing? I know you got some flashbacks that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think about the past year with all of us, you know, and then
we started hanging out about almost a year ago, a little more than a year ago.
I think so, because we went to Spring Fling together.
We did.
The first time we hung out was a couple days after my very bad day, and we dyed our hair.
We did dye our hair.
And then after that, we saw the marathon together.
Oh,
and
we
then
did.
Went
and
to
we went to Spring Fling.
Tuftonia and Spring Fling together.
That was the budding.
That was the budding.
That's insane.
Yep.
I can't believe that was a whole year ago.
Yep, I know. We were just talking about the amusement park.
We went to
Canobie Lake Park in New Hampshire. Nissan Altima.
I almost forgot. That's
crazy. Nissan Altima. We had some nice glizzies. We were glizzy gobblers that day.
Oh my gosh, that was such a good
Bagel World, right?
Bagel World.
Oh my gosh. No, that was when we went to go cook for Thanksgiving. Friendsgiving.
Anyway, shout out
Michael
Bagel World.
Michael came to my family's Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah,
that's true.
We real homies.
Oh my god, that's so true.
That's
how you know we're real homies.
That's when I met your grandparents, right?
Yeah, my grandparents.
Well, fake grandmother.
Hey! Sorry. Volume warning.
But that's incredible. Yeah, Michael, what were you talking about at Canopy Lake? The spinning thing?
What? Oh, yeah.
Oh, the room that felt like it was spinning, but it's not. I took a video of it. We thought that the room was actually spinning because they had the illusion that it was spinning around in the clown theme. And I took a video of it because we were convinced that the room was actually spinning, and it wasn't.
I grabbed
the bars.
It was standing still. I was like,
I remember what you're talking about. It was the last one in that big warehouse.
I was like pretty
chill. There was like a bunch of lights.
Yes.
And it was a bridge. The bridge.
The bridge.
Yeah, the bridge. And we were holding on to each other on for dear life. And I took a video because I was like, I don't believe that this is real.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
It was really, such a fun day.
Oh, that was a great day. That was a really special day. I'm glad I got to show you that with you guys. We had
the glizzy.
Glistening dogs.
Yeah, those were really
good. It was also like a little inside look into your childhood.
Yeah, yes, because Alexa used my to childhood go there a lot. Place.
You guys have had a lot of really weird insight into my childhood throughout the year because I live so close by.
Yeah, because you're from here.
And right. you get to see me drive my car, which
mirror.
Is really weird. Yeah. My mom, my whole family got the birds.
The birds.
Yeah.
I really wish we were going to be living together, but it's okay. You'll be making appearances. Oh my, we're running out of time
we
here.
We are running out of time. We have like 30 seconds until
the
song
ends. Okay, well,
right
now we're listening to Songbird by Kenny G. Then Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds. And then This Feeling by Alabama Shakes. And then Mm-hmm by Flying Lotus featuring Thundercat, which will be our next vocal break.
Yes, it will be.
We will continue this conversation then. Thank you guys so much. We will see you soon.
I spent all this time trying to play now to find my way here. See, I've been having me a real hard time, but it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be alright. So I just kept dreaming. Yeah, I just kept dreaming. It wasn't very hard. I spent all this time trying to figure out why nobody on my side. See, I've been having me a real good time, and it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be alright. So please don't take my feelings.
And we're back.
We're back, boys.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
So, yes.
Yeah, where were we?
We were talking about
Canopy Lake, but I think we can move on from that because we were talking about my childhood.
Oh, yeah. We are going to be an intermediate studio seminar with Michael next year.
We talked about this on our sub show this week at 7 o'clock, but we wanted to get a little bit more in depth since we're all going to be in it together. I'm really excited that we can like continue to work in our practice together, and like it's such a nice space, and I think we're gonna be really good influences on each other.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be really great to learn from each other and just from others.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I get like the most encouragement from you guys.
Yeah, no, I agree. Out of like anybody, and just being able to have the space to do it, it's just, it's really wonderful. We're gonna have sleepovers in our little.
We are going to
in our little.
We've been fighting almost.
Oh, I thought you said we've been fighting. I was like, no.
No, we haven't. For the space.
Yes, we have been fighting for the space. Robert Hitchner is the guy who manages.
Shout out Robert Hitchner. I really don't like you.
No, leave him alone. He's actually a really nice guy.
He's trying his best. We
went up to Robert Hitchner at the beginning of the year, Michael and I. Yeah, I don't know where you were, Alexia, but we went up with Michael. And we said, listen, Robert. Michael and other people and I would really enjoy a studio space for us to work with. He was like, I'm gonna try my best. We gave him our names and everything, and he was like,
it's really funny how you walk up there and sometimes there are just empty studios. Wow, they're being really put to good use.
Crazy,
they're being put to good use.
And it's like
we're gonna really tear
the fact that they don't even have studio space for students here on this main campus.
I know,
is absurd.
Blasphemy. They should put them in any of the buildings on campus.
It's like
there's so much space.
When I think about that, and then I think of like Cheese Club. And
I know, like budget. All the resources that are on this campus.
If you went to Cheese Ball, like the resources of this entire campus.
We're went into that, Cheese Ball.
Let's put in Cheese Ball when us SOA students are scraping by the skin of our teeth.
We're barely
getting
food.
A piece of that.
We're barely
These
getting
poor Beacon
food, bro.
Street students, us last year, them now have no food, no transportation.
Flashback to that.
Yeah, it's so bad. But I'm really excited to do ISS because not only will we have studio space, we're gonna be in a really good environment with each other.
Wild
wild sleepovers.
Just a wild sleepover.
Just some wild sleepovers.
Anyways, besides that, we are in a class together right now.
Yes, we are.
Photography, which will be our last classes on Monday.
My last class was this
with
Monday.
Pam Petchio. Yeah.
Sadly, I will not be there, in class.
But it was a really great experience to just have you guys in the class because honestly.
I haven't told you. So, Michael.
This Monday?
Yes, this Monday. I'm going to New York. I'm going to New York
earlier.
This Monday. No, I'm going twice. Once. So this weekend is going to be for a job that I'm going to be working with my mom on as a production assistant. And then I'm coming back on that Tuesday, so May 2nd, which is my sister's birthday.
Over the summer, Mia and I both got internships.
Oh, yes. That was announced today.
We learned that today.
I learned that, like, when I got back from the shuttle, I sat down on the couch and I started watching The Breakfast Club, which was actually the first time I watched The Breakfast Club. Insane, which was wonderful. That's
ever?
Why I wanted to put ever. I know,
really?
And
that's
it's
crazy.
And it's been on my list. It's been on my list for ages, man.
You poop on me for not
seeing
many movies, and you haven't seen The Breakfast Club. That's crazy.
It's because
also,
that specific song
is
just
kind
been,
of a foreshadow of her.
Our upcoming
that is pretty foreshadowing
true,
of our theme.
Think
you're so
it.
Right.
Don't spoil
yeah,
it.
I agree. I agree with that 100%. But what were we talking? We were talking about New York. New York.
You're not being there.
So I'm leaving for New York this weekend for a job, and then next weekend to see my sister play at Ellington with her jazz band at school because they got accepted for Ellington.
They're insane.
It's incredible. It's a wonderful,
that's amazing,
really wonderful program. And yeah, so I wanted to shout out my dad who's listening right now. Hola, pa. Yeah.
Hola, el gato. I miss you. I miss you and your family.
We'll all see each other soon.
You,
oh, yeah.
Heard a lot of great things.
Yeah, it's going to happen eventually.
The mosquito thing.
Oh my gosh.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
Why not? It's fine. Anyways.
I'm really excited. We have a lot of really great things coming up.
Yes, we do. I'm very excited. This weekend is Spring Fling here at Tufts University.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Who's headlining, if you may recall, Michael?
Flo Rida.
Mr. Flo Rida. He is headlining with another band called Cheat Codes and this TikTok rapper, which we honestly have no clue.
What was it? Ella Jane?
No.
Ella Jane was last year,
man.
Bedford native.
We can't see her. And then Fees is going to be
Fees,
opening.
A local Tufts
band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be wonderful.
Oh, Michael, rate your mustard service concert experience.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
It was Man, honestly, 10 out of 10.
It was a great group of people that we went with. It was
great.
We were right up in the front.
Great performers.
They're always great performers.
The music is fantastic, but it's honestly, the experience goes beyond it.
Yeah. And it was really cool.
They're just
really
good guys.
And just singing in person.
And it was
Michael was singing along to every song.
I was just going
to
say that.
They're down to earth.
Once we told Michael, we were like, Michael, you want to come to this concert with us? He was like, yeah. He bought the tickets. Bro learned every single song and was there in the front row singing every single song.
Because they're such a good band. They're one of my favorite bands. And it's
they really are.
It was a great full circle for us as well, you know.
Because it was also, it's been a year of so many changes. So.
Yeah, and you know, it'll be another year of more changes, and I'm really excited because we're all together for it. And this summer is going to be really weird when we don't see each other.
It's going to be really weird.
But it's also...
Group FaceTime's going to go hard.
Yeah.
But it's also, I think we will depart, not forget each other.
Well, right.
Oh, never.
Take some time to work on ourselves. Come back, we'll be even better than
ever. It's the beginning of a lot of even better things for all of us.
We will all ghost each other by accident.
With every goodbye.
You know we're all going to ghost each other by accident.
No, you know what? Michael's going to be in like the middle of a river in the middle of what? Oregon? back in Oregon.
Well, I know that you guys won't be mad at me or anything, and we won't be mad at each other, because we're going to come back, and it's going to be even better.
Right.
Should we introduce the next
song? Yeah, so we were just listening to Wild World by Yusuf/Cat Stevens. The next song will be Don't Speak by No Doubt. Then after that will be Good Riddance, Time of Your Life by Green Day. And then All the Pretty Girls by Kallio. And then we will listen to our next, we'll meet you at our next talk break. So see you guys then.
See you soon.
Because it hurts, no, no, no. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Thank you. Won't you lay me? Won't you lay me down? Won't you lay me? Won't you lay me down? Won't you lay me? Won't you lay me down? Won't you lay me? Won't you lay?
Alright, guys.
Hello.
Michael, would you like to announce our theme?
Yeah, guys, if you haven't guessed it already, it's goodbyes.
It is goodbyes.
Goodbyes.
I actually kind of wanted to talk about this little song that we're talking over. So, Phantom of the Opera recently closed on Broadway.
Yeah.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
You can hear?
Really?
Oh, maybe your volume's down. That's probably
what's wrong?
It,
Michael. What's wrong with
it? It was Michael's volume.
Oh.
But, but Phantom of the Opera recently closed on Broadway. So, yeah. And it's like one of my favorite musicals of all time. So I kind of just wanted to put this and be like, oh, like, goodbye, Phantom of the Opera. Thank you for your very long-running time on Broadway.
We're ending the show today with a song called Are We Still Friends by Tyler, the Creator. Very impactful song and album for me. My favorite album ever, No Skips, and I listen to it.
Beautiful.
That's true. You have it on CD, and you put that
on CD, and I never skip it, and I listen to it all the time. And it's a really impactful album for me, and ending the show with this is just like a big punch in the gut.
Yeah, I think for
and we all listen to it together in my car every time we're in the car. So.
Yeah, it's so that's so true.
Yeah.
Stop, I'm going
to
cry.
We need to be in the car more often.
I am going to cry.
It's just, you know, a lot of endings happening and new beginnings, it's really exciting.
Exactly. Like
new
beginnings.
That's
literally
great.
That's literally the lesson
goodbye
that we have to learn.
Goodbye is more like, you know, see you later.
Oh,
goodbye
my God. Is more like...
Thank you for your cough, Alexia.
Thanks.
For that. Alexia's still kind of sick.
Sound effects. Goodbye is more of like, we're entering a new chapter together, and it's saying goodbye to the past together, not to each other.
It's never like... putting stuff in the
summer,
past.
The summer is going to be really weird because it's like, I'm going to be here in our house.
Yeah, I know.
Living with people from college, but also you guys aren't going to be here. Everybody's leaving me. Oh.
No, but like I said, like, goodbyes is never like, it's obviously putting stuff in our past and like,
I know.
Sometimes
I think
like boxing it up
time.
And leaving it there, but it's the beginning of a lot of great things, like I said earlier, for all of us, so.
I think we're all going to need this time to, like, recharge and regroup and then come back. And we're going to have a great time. Yeah. Next semester is going to be amazing. Next year is going to be amazing.
I'm so excited.
Even this summer. The summer is going to be great. We have a lot of things lined up. And
Michael,
even though we're not going to be together,
Michael,
we're going
to
enjoy
what are you planning to do this summer?
Oh. You know, it's kind of a big
it's up
question
in the air.
Mark.
Yeah.
Well, going home, for starters, which I'm actually excited about.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
I'm excited to see people...
Your 20 siblings.
Your 10,000.
No, actually,
we joke
see
about
most
this.
Of them. They're kind of all around globe, I guess.
The world.
The world.
Yeah, but my get a job, probably, whatever that is, and hopefully travel a little
barista
bit.
Again?
You know, question mark, question mark.
Michael, you should
question
honestly...
Question mark, exclamation point.
You should honestly apply to work at the sink next year again.
Yeah.
Well, I never applied, actually.
You should apply.
You should
I thought
apply.
You applied. You should apply.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
Shout out to sink needs help.
Does this count as politics? Charlie?
Okay, we need to move on. There's too many things that could be bad if we keep talking about this.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways,
I love the sink.
I love the sink.
Sink is good coffee. Great coffee.
Anyways,
yeah.
We won't be on a meal plan next year.
Yeah.
We're going to have to learn how to cook. It's going to be crazy. I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah, Alexia.
No, that's exciting. Over the summer, learn some recipes.
Over the summer, I'm going to be learning.
Google, YouTube,
for
best
real.
Friend.
I know,
follow
I
recipe.
Know,
right?
It's so
follow
easy. It's so easy.
It's really...
Anyone can cook.
It's really easy to mess it up, honestly, if you're not, like, following
true.
It in time.
I'm so good at following directions.
It's just a matter of, like, practice.
It's
that's
more
it.
A matter of taking time to do it.
Taking time and just practice. That's
take
it.
The time, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to make this
be
fire
patient.
Risotto
watch.
For you guys oh. next year.
Really?
I think I made it. I didn't make it for you because you weren't living in 1023, but I made this really good risotto last year.
I think I heard about that.
I don't think
word was going around.
Word was
spread.
Word
spreading
word.
Of risotto. Spreading like
heck
wildfire
yeah.
for real.
Yeah. I'll also make fresh pasta. I've been talking about this for like the past 50 shows that
I know,
we've
for
had.
Real.
Do you do you have like the crank?
I need to get a better one, but it's easier. It's honestly like really nice to hand.
Yeah.
Flatten, but yeah.
Yeah.
Basically that.
You guys got a nice counter space. And
yeah, we have like. A minute.
We have a minute?
Yeah. Or like 40 seconds.
Shall we? Well, we need to wait.
We do.
We need to wait before we do our outro.
It's going to have to be during Are We Still Friends?
No, you can like go back a little
bit. I can.
Go back a little bit on the song.
Blah, 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 blah.
And then we'll skip once we're done. Once we're done. We're chilling.
Fair. I know we have some time.
Now we're killing time. Anyways, but,
who up
listening to Matter of Fact right now, though?
Who up and listening to us?
Who up?
Guys. But no, seriously, thank you guys really for tuning in. It's really been an honor
been
to have
really
this show
semester.
Together. Alexia, it's been really an honor to share this
it
time with you
amazing,
and
yeah.
our esteemed guests.
All of our guests have been wonderful.
Pleasure.
My pleasure.
We'll have you on again for sure. For
yes,
sure.
You will be returning very soon.
Well, this has been really great. And,
and
next semester, we'll be back and better than ever.
Mia.
And Alexia and
Maku.
And this has been Matter of Fact.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFM. WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So really thank you all for listening and tuning in.
We will see you again.
We will
next
see you soon.
Semester.
And if we sub by the end of the year, we will see you then. But if not,
word.
We will see you next semester.
And if I do the summer, I will be going stag,
true.
Going solo. But either way, we'll be back next semester. Love you guys so much.
Thank you for
thank
everything.
You for
bye everybody.
Bye. Good
bye.
Night.
Bird.
Mitch on the mic. Pow, pow. Harambe.
Hey. Sipping my juice. Shout out to Marty McFly. Love you, man. Tobias Zuckerkorn. You're out there? You're out there.
Don't say goodbye. Smell you later. Nah, I can't.
Shout out to my mom. Struts with
Pamela Petio. My man!
Salad! Epic Family Guy funny moment. And that's a wrap, folks!
Thank you!
Yeah! Woo!